निसन्न कर्माणि गुणान अतुल्यान विज्ञानि लीला तनु भी कृतानि ददाति हर्षत पुलकासु गदगदम प्रत्कंठ गायति रौति नृत्यति। ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। वन हु इज सिचुएटेड इन डिवोशनल सर्विस इज सडनली द कंट्रोलर ऑफ हिज सेंसेस and thus he is a liberated person. When such a liberated person, the pure devotee, hears of the transcendental qualities and activities of the Lord's incarnations for the performance of various pastimes, his hair stands on end on his body, tears fall from his eyes, and in his spiritual realization, his voice falters. Sometimes he very openly dances, sometimes he sings loudly, and sometimes he cries. Thus expresses his transcendental jubilation. The Lord's activities are uncommon. For example, when he appeared as Lord Ramchandra, he performed uncommon activities like breathing this ocean. Similarly, when Lord Krishna appeared, he raised the Govardhan Hill when he was only 7 years of age. These are uncommon activities. Fools and rascals who are not in the transcendental position, consider these uncommon activities of the Lord to be mythological. But when the pure devotee, the liberated person, hears about these uncommon activities of the Lord, he immediately becomes ecstatic and exhibits the symptoms of chanting, dancing, and crying very loudly and jubilantly. This is the difference between devotee and a non-devotee. Chanting your holy names, O Lord. Kada tabo nama grahani bhavishyati. While chanting your holy name, O Lord, why these symptoms will be manifested in my body? You understand? That is here. Chanting, dancing, crying loudly, jubilantly, and hairs in the body, the raised romancha, all these things. These are known as astasattvika bhav. You understand? External transcendental symptoms. You understand? External symptoms and internal symptoms also. You understand? You know all these things? What he says?
The name of external symptoms.
Asto sattviko bhava. Sattviko bhava. I don't know what else. You understand? The Sanskrit name is astasattvika bhav. The external symptoms. These are. It is stated here in this verse. Prabhupada Ji Maharaj also said those things in purport. Immediately becomes ecstatic and exhibits the symptoms of chanting, dancing, crying very loudly and jubilantly. That is it. Virjani lila tanu bhi krutani jadati harsat pulakasru gadgadam pratkanthaud gayati rauti nrityati. These are the symptoms. You understand? External symptoms. Internal symptoms are there. One cannot understand it. One cannot see it. It's internal. You understand? how internal symptoms are there. Only those who are pure devotees, they know it. You understand? When pure devotees were chanting or describing about the transcendental leaders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they become ecstatic. You understand? Sometimes those pure devotees, they do not manifest such ecstatic, I would say, exhibitions. You understand? Just a sattvic bhava. They never exhibit, because it will be misunderstood by the non-devotees. You understand? They suppress it. Mahaprabhu was doing like that. Mahaprabhu, Sriman Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is Krishna himself, is the Supreme Lord himself. But he came as a devotee, isn't it? He came as a devotee, assuming the attitudes of devotee, mood of devotee. He came, practiced the devotional service himself and teaches. You understand? So, these are, here it is stated, those who are pure devotees, they exhibit such things. When they hear about the uncommon activities of the Lord, they immediately become ecstatic and exhibit the symptoms, chanting, dancing, crying very loudly and jubilantly. The non-devotees cannot understand it. Rather, they criticize, they say, these people are they are just outwardly showing all these things to attract the people. Of course, there are some sahajiyas. You understand? They outwardly show all these symptoms. They practice such things. Yeah? When they will sing or speak about the Lord, the transcendental and common qualities and pastimes, they cry. You understand? They also roll on the ground. You understand? As if they are very ecstatic at their pure devotees. You understand? They manifest such things. They just to attract the common people. But really they are not pure devotees. They are sahajiyas. You know sahajiyas? They are pretending like that. Pretend, yes. Pretenders, isn't it? There are many such you will find. But one who is a really pure devotee, automatically this is exhibited. But that pure devotee sometimes suppresses all this. When he finds that there are many non-devotees, they cannot understand it, he suppresses it. Mahaprabhu was doing like that. You understand? Only in the congregation of devotees that can exhibit it. You understand? And a pure devotee never publicly exhibits all these things. No. Only in the congregation of the devotees. This is a reciprocation. It's not one-sided. There are two groups, chanting group and hearing group. So, among these devotees, it is generally exhibited and it is quite natural. It's not unnatural. You understand? And Prahlada Maharaj now speaks on that. And Mahaprabhu in his Sikhyastaka also says that when such things will, when such bhava or mood, can I have it? And by chanting your names, and this will be manifested in my body. The tears roll down from my eyes, the hairs on the body will be erected, and the choking of voice, isn't it? This is it. Nanangala dasudharaya badanam gagadarudhaya gira pulakir nichitir papu kodatapa nam grahani bhavishyati. The praise for it. And internal symptoms are very, very subtle symptoms. You understand? That cannot be manifested externally. It is inside only heart. Our heart is jubilant. It cannot be expressed by words. The difficult expression of things, the bhava mood. You understand? Only it is felt, realized by pure devotees. Some pure devotees are there. They never exhibit all these things outward. You understand? They sometimes pretend also. But they are not real pretenders. They sometimes pretend as if they are not devotees. You understand? Let not others know that I am devotee. No, I am very low, non-devotee. I am an ordinary person. I am not at all a sadhu. He never exhibits. He never blows his own trumpet. You understand? Such is. I see Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj and Vansi Padmananda Thakur. Very elevated personalities, devotees, great devotees, paramahansas. They were really in bhava states, always. Then, so they never exhibit it publicly, no. People will misunderstand it. They don't want that people, general people should come to them. Thereby their bhava will be disturbed. So they pretend. Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj stays in a very nasty place where people pass to. You see, very nasty, bad arrows coming out, but he stays there and does his bhajan. He's in bhava stays. Sometimes like that, crying, dancing, rolling on the ground. You see, these symptoms were naturally exhibited. And he didn't want that this should be exhibited publicly and people know it. Therefore, he stays in such a place. The people will never go. Vansi Padmananda Thakur also, such a great devotee, he was in bhava stays always. He goes to the market and purchases fish, you see. Vaishnava never eats fish. It's such a great paramahansa. Why? He purchases fish. Some may think, what sort of sadhu is? Yes, purchasing fish, eating fish, ah, this is not a sadhu. That's pretension. You understand? He purchases fish and just puts it in front of a Scott, a scubia. You understand? From the sun. These people will never come. Oh, nice. Bad odor coming out of the fish, drying on the sun. You understand? So general people never go there and never disturb that pretension. You understand? This sadhu's pretension also. Vatna is not a hypocrite. He never pretends to be a sadhu. Rather, he pretends to be an ordinary person. You understand? Can you left? Huh? Oh, then he left. I'm very impatient.
Very
sensitive. Sensitive. No patience. None sort of patience. Darjum.
He's to learn.
He's to learn. All right. So, this, the symptoms. And one who is really sadhu, he hides all these things. Never publicly manifests. You understand? And the uncommon activities of the Lord. Only Lord can do uncommon activities. No other person except Lord can do. He may show, some magician may show some wonderful magic. You understand? As this hot yogis, pranayam yogis, the breathing exercises, gymnastics, some yogasans they perform, some yoga siddhis they also exhibit. You understand? They are not bhaktas, they are not devotees really. No such bhav, ecstatic mood is there. Understand? Once a yogi came once, that is a story there was it. He advertised publicly that I'll walk on the water. I'll walk on the water. People are very much such, no? A yogi will walk on the water? Very wonderful. One cannot walk on the water. A wonderful feat. All right. He may be God. All right, go and see. There are 5 rupees ticket. He sold tickets. You understand? 5 rupees value. So many people purchased those tickets and came rushing to see how the yogi walks. Surface of the water. You understand? So one was coming, running, very running, breathlessly. The time is now. And the time is passing. Let me approach this spot and see. He has to cross a river on his path. So he asked the boatman, oh, please bring your ferry very quickly to me and ferry me across the road, a river. I'll go. Then boatman asked, what? Why are you in such a hurry? Oh, I have purchased this ticket, 5 rupee ticket, to go and see how a yogi walks over on the water. You are such a fool. You have spent 5 rupees to get 5 rupees to see this place. You give me 5 paise. Only 5 paise, I'll make you walk over the water. Why have you paid 5 rupees, such a fool? Just pay me 5 paise, just get into my boat, I'll ferry you across, that is walking on the water. And you have paid 5 rupees and hurry. even nonsense. This was a, he is a yogi, only he has got this 5 paise value. What? He has this 5 paise value, not 5 rupees. And you have paid 5 rupees. It's Jogsi. You understand? They saw magicians. But a real devotee, he never shows this thing. A pure devotee never exhibits. You understand? He can exhibit many wonderful things, but he never does. You understand? All yoga siddhis, mystic perfections, rolling at the feet of the devotee never exhibits. You understand? If a pure devotee will exhibit all these things, his devotion will be finished. He kicks them out. Get out, you see these yogic perfections. Bhakti yogi is the best of all yogis. Yoginang api sarve sang, madgati nantaratmana, saddhavan vasati yomang, swami yuktatamamata. In 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says this. Out of all yogis, karma yogis, heart yogis, pranayam yogis, Astanga yogis, so many yogis are there. Out of them, bhakti yogi, yogi, means devotee, bhakta is best. He always remembers me, chants my name, that dances ecstatically, develop love for me in his heart. Pridipurvakam, he said. He is best of all. You understand? And he never exhibits us wonderful, some magics, never. You understand? Krishna exhibits us very, very wonderful magic. Isn't it? As it is said. As a 5-year-old boy, a 10-year-old boy, 7-year-old boy, lifted Gir Govardhan. In Ramchandra incarnation, he breathed the great ocean. So many wonderful pastimes. And people, non-devotees cannot understand it. In Kurukshetra, you see, there was a great fight between Kauravas and Pandavas. So many great soldiers were there, so many horses, so many elephants, so many dramas, so many spectators. Innumerable people were there. You will find this mundane history and say, what is that? We have seen Kurukshetra near Delhi, a very small place. How is it so many people were there? Atavikyoni sainya. Ega. Athoikyoni Kurum Kurum Manaka. Athoikyoni Uji Pandama. 18 Akyoni. That is a calculation. The soldiers and Kaurava side and 8 Akyoni soldiers on Pandava side. And so many spectators, so many drummers, so many elephants, so many horses, so many people, innumerable people. Such a tiny place, accommodated, so impossible. It is impossible. This is mythological. This is not at all possible. This is mythological. They say mythological. They cannot understand. How Krishna can exhibit uncommon pastimes? You understand? They cannot understand. Only devotee can understand. There is one prayer also. Ambo disthalatang, sthalang jaladitang, dulilava sailatang, saila matkanatang, trunam kulichatang, badram truna khinatang, bani sitalatang himang dahanata mayati jasyachaya lila drullanitad bhuta besanile krishnaya tasmai namah. You understand? Huh? Do you understand me? I offer my prostrated obeisances to Sri Krishna, Lord Krishna, of the most wonderful and incomprehensible sportive energy, by whose mere will a vast ocean turns into a tract of land and a piece of ordinary land. This is wonderful. To an ocean, you understand, a piece of ordinary land to an ocean, atomic and microscopic particles of dust metamorphose unto a huge mountain, and mountains to atoms, a weak blade of grass to a mighty thunderbolt, and a thunderbolt to a light blade of grass. A blazing fire as cooling as that of a frozen block of ice, and cold ice gains the capacity of burning objects. This is only that Krishna can do, isn't it? Lila drullalitan dhuta vyasanine krishnaya tasmai namah. I pay my obeisances to such Krishna. Who can exhibit such wonderful nature? You understand? Pundarik Vidyanidhi is a great devotee. You understand? He is Gaura Priyajana, dear devotee of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Lord. But he pretends. He never exhibits the symptoms of his heart. Do you understand? He pretends to the public. A layman or any ordinary man or any person goes there, he can see Pundarik Vidyanidhi. It's like an emperor, a great enjoyer. Emperor enjoys, you see. He sits in a very soft cushion, very valuable. You understand? He wears many valuable rings on all her fingers, gems studded. Rings, you see. And he chews pan and speaks. There is a pot with a pig dhani. It's made of gold, and very many ornaments were decorated, started in that spitting pot. Do you understand? Such a person. Outwardly, Ajay is a great bhogi. Joy. No. A general person can understand like that. Ordinary man can understand like that, isn't it? Nobody can understand, seeing outwardly that he is a paramount, a great devotee. He is in bhava state. Nobody can understand. You understand? Once Mukunda Dutta told Gadadhar Pandit, please come, let us go to Pundarik Vidyanidhi, a great sadhu, a great devotee. Let us go there and have his association. So Gadadhar Pandit went with him. Outwardly, when Gadadhar Pandit saw Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he thought, oh, what Mukunda Dutta told me, such a great devotee, sadhu, oh, he's a bhogi, he's enjoying. What is this? I cannot believe. He thought himself, you understand? Mukunda Dutta could understand it, that sattvas arising in Pundar, I will say, Gadadhar Pandit. So advance series recited that Bhagavatam Sloka. Aho Baki Jotpana Kala Putam Jinghasaya Satya Sati Leve Gati Dhatra Chitankova Dayarum Saranam Vrajana. This Bhagavatam Sloka. Immediately after. Mukunda Dasa. This is 10th canto. Is regarding Putana. Demon, like this. The spear, poison, and the nipples. Oh, this bhav came up. Dadadha, I'm saying, Pundarik Vidyanidhi was in bhav space, then exhibited bhav. He rolled on the ground and kicked all this spitting pot, all cushions, everything, cried, danced, and rolled on the ground. You see, this is the exhibition of bhav. You understand? Then could understand Dadadha Pundarik, yes, really. So I have committed a mistake, an offense, by thinking like this. So how can I be pure party? How can I destroy this offense? How this offense will be destroyed? Such a pure devotee, but I thought of like that. So he thought of, let me be his disciple. Let me be chastised by him. Controlled by him. Let him slap my cheeks and catch hold of my ear and slap. The guru does like that. You rascal, Lord. What are you doing? Slapping. Guru Karna Dhara. If I'll be his disciple, if I'll be despised by him, then all these offenses will be annihilated. Destroyed otherwise not. So he became his disciple. You understand? How this path is exhibited? How? He was not exhibiting. He's pretending. Yeah.